in that group. How about, and can it be, right? No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all, in him is mine. Alive in him, my living head. I'm not supposed to cry because it's dangerous these days, huh? And clothed in righteousness. Whew. Those are good words. But if you would, can you turn with me to Romans chapter 1? We'll just be brief tonight. We have one more song to sing. And I'm looking forward to that one too. But Romans 1, one of my favorite books in the Bible, as Paul lays out for us the reasonableness of our faith. But surely, he gives us a glimmer into the news, the glory of the glorious gospel, which is what we've been singing about tonight. The good news. And after singing songs as we have tonight, I also often have, I'm left with this thought in my own mind, what now? What now, right? We've sung about what, we've sung about why. So now I think we need to turn our thoughts to what now. And here we're presented with some truths, and all I'm going to do tonight is just read through some truths that we find in Scripture, if you would. I don't think you need to know what a soccer coach thinks. I think you get good, great preaching here. So let's just, if we can, we'll stick with what we've got going already tonight. We'll just look at what Scripture has to say. And in Romans chapter 1, reading in verse 16, we see these words. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word that gives us encouragement in times of difficulty, times of uncertainty. And Father, if there's ever a night we need to just saturate ourselves with your word, tonight could be one of those. We've left behind a week of uncertainty, of doubt, of not sure what's going to be in front of us in the weeks ahead. Father, we thank you for the word that you give us, that you've entrusted to us to read and study, to meditate on, so we can be encouraged and we can be recipients of the grace that you so richly provide. Father, be with us now in these few short minutes as we contemplate the glory of your gospel. Help our hearts to be tender for what you would have for us. Help us to go boldly from this place, either rejoicing in our salvation anew, or rejoicing in the task that you've called us to do, and looking forward to what you have for us this week ahead. We ask these things all in your name. Amen. Here we are presented with four aspects of the gospel. Quickly, we see the source of the gospel, we see the strength of the gospel, we see the scope of the gospel, and then, like all good Baptist preachers, we have one more S. We unfortunately see perhaps the sorrow of the gospel. Right at the beginning, in verse 16, where we see the source of the gospel. The source of the gospel is found in these words, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And this is a theme that we see frequently in Scripture. The gospel is Christ. It shows us everything that Jesus is, everything Jesus said, and everything that Jesus did. Romans 15:15 says that I should be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God. What is the gospel? The gospel has been planned by God from the beginning. The source was planned by God. 1 Timothy 2 verse 3 and 4 says this, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of truth." Titus 1, Paul, a servant of God and of Apostle Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness and hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. It is amazing truth that this gospel was planned from time and eternity. We get a hint of the gospel in Genesis when we see that the plan was given to us after the original sin, right? By his heel, he was bruised for our iniquities, right? We also see that the gospel was paid for by Christ. Isaiah 53:5. "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." So we see the source of the gospel. The gospel was planned by God. It was paid by Christ. But then we see another reminder. We see the strength of the gospel. For Romans 1, verse 16 and 17 said, "It is the power of God unto salvation." 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." The gospel has the strength to convict us of our sins. Acts 2:37, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent." The gospel has the power to save and to change us if we repent and believe. The gospel has the strength to cover our sins. Ephesians 1:7, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace." We are declared righteous because of his blood. But we also see that the gospel has the strength to convert sinners. 2 Corinthians 5, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." I have to say, I thought about this week as I was reminded of my old age. Thank you very much, Caleb Hakema. Some say I've reached my declining years. My motto is embrace the gray, though, brother. We are new creatures if we are saved. Ezekiel 36, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put in you. And I will take away this stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh." We've seen the source of the gospel. We've seen the strength of the gospel. Now let's look at the scope of the gospel. Isn't it comforting words to read, "Is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes"? The gospel is accessible to all. Matthew 24, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come." The gospel will be accepted by some. John 3:18, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Which leads us to our last contemplation for the evening, which is the sorrow of the gospel. For Romans 1:32 says, "Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." So we have this truth. The gospel is for everyone, but not everyone will accept it and believe it. Hebrews 3, Hebrews 2:3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? You heard the guys sing tonight. These guys are good soccer players. We qualified for the national tournament this year, which is a big thing for us. But I think if you polled the guys and asked them what they believed was the end of man, they would certainly not say to be the best soccer player that they can be. I pray that they have all received Christ as their Savior. And that's it for us tonight, right? We have this choice. We've heard about what the attributes of God, what he is. We've heard what he has done. And now we have to make a decision. For those of us that are saved, it is a life of faithfulness, of excellence, as we look to serve him and glorify him and spread the gospel, the good news. For those that are not, a big decision lies for us. What are we going to do with Christ? He claimed to be God. He claimed that he died for our sins. And he proved that he was God by rising from the dead. So I put it tonight to us. What will our response to the gospel be today? If we're saved, will we renew our fight? If we're not saved, will we trust in his power and repent and believe? Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. I'm going to ask the guys to come one more time.